Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Thursday, June 4. In Squiz Kids today, Australia in recession. Slovenia's baby dragons. Skateboard champ takes a tumble. And Bugs Bunny returns. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
30 years ago, Australia's then Prime Minister Paul Keating famously gave a speech in which he said the country was in the recession it had to have. And now, it seems, it's happened again, with the Federal Treasurer yesterday reporting that our economy was getting smaller, thanks in no small part to the drought and summer bushfires, but, most importantly, the coronavirus, when we all went inside and kept to ourselves. What's a recession? It's when a country's economy stops growing and starts to retract, meaning people don't spend as much money as they might and businesses don't make as much money as they could. So, why is it a thing? Because it has a ripple effect on everything, including, importantly, jobs. But at least things aren't as bad here as they are in some other countries, including France, the US, China, and Germany, whose economies have been hit even harder than ours by COVID-19. Did you watch the SpaceX launch this week and think to yourself, I want to do that? I want to be one of those people strapping myself into a rocket for a journey into outer space. Well, happily, there are a number of companies here in Australia who were similarly inspired and already have plans to build spaceships that could hold up to 30 people and which could launch from Cape York in far north Queensland. A homegrown space program. How cool is that?
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Slovenia, a country in Eastern Europe, where a tank full of baby dragons have gone on display. What the what? Baby dragons? Well, not really. But that's what locals call the curious creatures which have become a tourist attraction in a 24-kilometre cave system in Slovenia, which is one of the country's major tourist attractions. The creatures, otherwise known as olms, are about 30 centimetres long, amphibious, look like half-formed axolotls, have no eyes, and despite enjoying a lifespan of some 100 years, never age, meaning they look like baby olms for their entire lives. And how about this? The hearts of these underground, water-dwelling creatures beat just 2 times every minute, and they can live for more than 10 years without food. Don't know about you, but I'm lucky if I can go for 10 minutes. I'll put a link to a photo of these strange creatures in your episode notes.
Sport time!
She's aiming to compete for her country when skateboarding makes its debut as an Olympic sport next year. But it's fair to say British skateboard champ Sky Brown, at only 11 years old, already has an Olympic-sized heart. The pint-sized skate champ took a terrible fall during training recently, coming off the ramp, fracturing her skull, and having to be airlifted to hospital. She's fine now and expects to make a full recovery, thanks, she says, to the fact she was wearing a helmet. Taking to Instagram, Skye said from her hospital bed that it's okay to fall sometimes and that the important thing was not the fall, but the getting back up and pushing even harder. There's a link in today's episode notes to Sky's video message.
Pop Culture Corner.
You've heard about Bugs Bunny, right? What about Elmer Fudd? Or Daffy Duck? Or Marvin the Martian? Any of these names ringing a bell? Well, if they don't now, they soon will. And you can all but guarantee at least one of the big people in your life spent a good part of their childhood glued to the television after school watching these cartoon characters. HBO Max, one of the streaming services in the United States, has just announced that it has revived the Looney Tunes cartoon franchise, breathing new life into classic characters that have entertained generations since they first appeared back in the 1930s. So, if the words, "What's up, Doc?" don't mean anything to you now, rest assured, they soon will. Oh, and this isn't strictly pop culture, but we stumbled upon a video of a baby koala and a baby wombat snuggling together at a wildlife park near Sydney. The pair, named Elsa and Hope, have become best buddies during lockdown. There's a link in today's episode notes to video of them snuggling.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What is the word beginning with R you're going to hear being used a lot in the next few days to describe the state of our economy? That's right, it's recession. Question number two. Which Eastern European country is home to baby dragons? That's right, it's Slovenia. Question number three. What sport does 11-year-old Sky Brown hope to compete in at next year's Olympics? You got it, it's skateboarding.
Yeah! Shout outs.
It's June the 4th. Actress Angelina Jolie's birthday, but more importantly, the day on which the French cheese Roquefort was created some 1,000 years ago. Mmm, cheese. It's also a special day for these Squiz kids celebrating a birthday. Rujal from Westmead, Maddie from Adelaide, Connor from Cranbourne, Zoe from Leichhardt, Ethan, Ziu, Adam and Sahijop from Melbourne. Luke from Redlinch, Estrella from Strathfield, Maya from Lane Cove, Micah from Morningside, Shoshana from Queen's Park, Flo from Abbotsford, Toby from Narromburn, Harmony from Callista, Addison from Cronulla, Ethan from Putney, Sarah from Sandringham, and Matilda, James and Jimmy from Sydney. And some belated birthday shout-outs to Ben from Ingham, Mabior from Melbourne and Amelia from Kellyville. Happy birthday to you all. And today's classroom shout-outs go to Class 340 at Mildura South Primary School, Lady of Delore Primary School in Mitchelton, Queensland, Classes 5A and 5B from Our Lady of Lourdes Primary School in Ingham, bit of a French theme going on here, and Room 12, Year 4-5 at Sheoak Grove Primary School, where Mrs. Nash is celebrating a birthday this week. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.